Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for July 6, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Gear S4 among many Samsung stories. Apparently, the Gear S4 will indeed run Wear OS after rumors earlier this year from Evan Blass suggested that might be the case. He ended up actually walking those rumors back. But today, Ice Universe, another Twitter leakster that has managed to rack up a pretty decent track record lately, says the watch will be based on Android Wear. We'll have a 470 milliamp hour battery. It's expected to have new UX interaction, whatever that means, and blood pressure measurement. Next up today, we have the Galaxy S10, a pair of rumors from a couple sources which are not all too reliable. But the former Korean news outlet The Bell reports that there will be three variants of the Galaxy S10, the S10 and the S10 Plus, as well as an entry-level model. And apparently the main differentiator with this entry-level model will be that it has a fingerprint sensor in the power button, whereas the other two regular models will have an in-display fingerprint sensor. Along with this report, All About Samsung claims that the S10 Plus will have a triple camera setup, and the third sensor will be an ultra-wide-angle sensor, giving shots much like what you can find on LG devices. Next up, we have the Galaxy S9, or rather, Samsung's latest earnings. Samsung reports that during Q2 2018, the company saw consolidated operating profit of about 14.8 trillion won, and year over year that shows a slight dip in sales of about 0.7%. And The Verge notes that this is actually the first time in several quarters that Samsung has had a worse quarter than the quarter before. And analysts speaking to Financial Times and Wall Street Journal attribute the drop to lower than anticipated Galaxy S9 sales. So perhaps that headphone jack is not saving the day as much as Samsung might have hoped. And finally today, we have five reasons why you should still consider buying the Samsung Galaxy Note 8. For those who don't know, this is last year's Samsung flagship, and after being slightly hindered by its price in our initial review, we've given it a second look today, and considering the fact that you can get it a lot cheaper than you could last fall. And here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with the latest Google deals.
Today's best deals at 9to5 Toys include the Moto G6 Play Android smartphone, bundled with prepaid service for $185. You can also pick up a 4-pack of Tile Bluetooth item finders for $35 shipped via Amazon. Finally, Anker's July 4th sale is still going, with deals from $7 on some of our favorite smartphone accessories. Be sure to subscribe to the new 9to5 Toys Daily Podcast and get the best deals and latest news every day in your podcast player at noon.
You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.